Continues the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, the last line. Tonu Rabbonon, v'chol odom lo yeh ba'oil moyit. The Pasuk says that the time of when the Kohen Gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim, it says v'chol odom lo yeh ba'oil moyit. Zog the Gemara Daf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, yochol afilu ba'azora. You might think that no one can even be in the whole entire Azora at the time when the Kohen Gadol is makdir the Ketores lifnai v'lifnim. Talmud loyma ba'oil moyit. Dafkin the oil moyit you can't be. Not in the Azara, Dafkin in the Heichel. Now, this din, like we mentioned yesterday, Rebel already asked, it's not nimnes anywhere in the Moini HaMitzvahs as a lav. After all, the Pasuk says, V'chol odom lo yeh ba'oil moyed, b'voy l'chapi b'kodesh, atzeisoy. So it's a lav, seemingly. V'chol odom lo yeh, so why is it not counted as a lav? So he says, a big yisoid, he says, the din of not being in the oil moyed at the time of the Haktorah, of the Ketores l'fnai v'lifnim, is not a din mitzat the gavra, it's not a lav on the person that's there. So it's not nimnes in the Moini HaMitzvahs. It's a din in the Haktoris Haktoris. The Haktoris could only be brought as an avoider when no one is there. It's a chisorin in the Haktoris Haktoris, in the avoider's Haktoris, if someone is there. It's not an isra on the person, on the gavra. It's a din in the mice avoider itself. The Haktoris can only be brought when no one is there. So he says, that's very geshmak according to this. The Yerushalmi says that v'chol odom liyeh, not just an odom, even a malach, Shepneim kudmus odom. The Yerushalmi says, even a malach shepneim kudpnei odom. So l'chora, what's the havamina? Why would you think that there's a lav on a malach? Since when do we even say that there's isurim on malachim? Malachim have a din that they can't be somewhere? There's isurim on malachim? Teretz, it's never an is on the person. It's always a din in the Ketores, in the Ma'isak Torah. So Mele Zok to Yerushalmi, that Yenala be makta the Ketores when someone is there, v'chol odom le'yeh, v'afilu malach depneim kepnei odom. There's also a chisorin in the Ma'isak Torah if someone is there, and that someone can even be a malach. So it's not a din in the person, because it wouldn't make sense. Dinim on Malachim. Malachim don't have a Surin. It's taka din in the Ma'isak Torah that a Kohen Gadol does, then no one can be there, even a Malachnat. I saw in the Sefer Ovivom, he brings Meshem Ebel Yechaim Swerdlof, he says, very geshmak according to this, the Rambam brings this din, v'chol odom lo yeh, he brings this in Hilchas Tmidin U'Musafin, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. He doesn't bring it in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. Why? Because it's not a din in Bia. It's not a din in Knisa. It's not a din Mehilchas Knisa LeMikdash that is an Issa for a person to go there. If it will be an Issa on the person, then it belongs in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. But we balance the din in the Avoida, in the Ketores itself, so it's taken in Tumur Musafin. Tumur Musafin is the halachas of the Avoida, including the other Avoidas, the Avoida of the Ketores. How is the Avoida done? When no one is there. And that's why it's Meduktuk, it's taken abroad in Hilchas Tumur Musafin. Zok the Gemara Vaita. I understand no one can be there in the oil moyed in the midbar. Then it was called oil moyed. However, shilu beis alamim, in the shilu and beis alamim. So, who says over there you can't be in the heichel? Is that called oil moyed? B'shiloi and mikdashilu and also in beis alamim in the beis hamikdash. Minayin that you can't be in the heichel either. It says in the pasuk, "V'chol odom liyeh ba'oil moed bevoil lechapi ba'kodesh." Ba'kodesh is telling me that whenever he's coming to mechapi ba'kodesh, even in Shiloh and even Beis Alamim, a person cannot be in the oil moed, meaning in the heichel. Now the Mikdash David points out, why does the Gemara say dafka Shiloh and Beis Alamim? What about Noiv Givon? So he says very geshmak. In Noiv Givon, there was no Oren, so there was no Oren. There was no application lefnai v'lefnim on Ben Abadim. Because the taka was no oren, so over there wouldn't be an issa of being in the heichel in Noiv Givon, because in Noiv Givon there was no application of lifnai v'lifnim on bein abadim. I in the bayis sheni there was no oren either. So he says no, in the bayis sheni there was no oren, but they did the application as if there was an oren in the mokum where the oren was. So we're in bayis sheni where there was once upon a time an oren. So mele there's a lifnai v'lifnim dika matana. In a place where there was an Oren. So Mela did a din of Chalodim La Yovim, Beis Alomim, even by Sheni. Masha'enkin in Noiv Givon, his Meduktik is left out because Noiv Givon, there was never an Oren there. So Taka, there was no Maisa that you did Lefnai V'Lefnim. So over there, there's Taka no din of Chalodim La Yeh, because the Taka was no Oren over there. And there never was an Oren that you can even say that the place where the Oren stood is where they did this Melacha. No, there was no Avodah done over here in Noiv Givon. It's like Bizmana Zed. There's no avodah lefnai v'lefnim. So the taker is no din of chalodim le'yeh ba'el moed
only in Shiloh and Beis Alamim, even by Yesheni. Zok the Gemara weiter, Ein li yela b'shasak Torah. I understand that you can't be l'chol adam lo yiyah b'al moed, the shasak Torah. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. B'voy l'chaper. B'shas matan domim inayin, how do you know about regular matan domim, that you, the par p'nim, your matan domim is fine with p'nim also? How do you know you can't be b'al moed then? Talmud lomar b'voy l'chaper. It says in the Pasuk, you come to Mechaper. Matan Dom is Taka Mechaper. Because it says in the Pasuk, when you're entering, how do you know when you leave the Oil Moed, then no one can be there either? When you leave the Lefnaiv and Lefnim, how do you know that no one can be in Oil Moed? Talmud Loimar, At Seisoi. That means At Seisoi, until he leaves, no one's allowed to be in the Hechel. Zok the Gemara. We dashen v'chipa ba'adu v'ad beisu v'ad kol kahal Yisrael. It says in the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says v'chol adam liyeh ba'oil moed b'voyoy. When he enters l'chaper ba'koidesh, any koidesh, not just in the oil moed shabemidbar, but b'chol koidesh, at seisar until he exits v'chipa ba'adu v'ad beisu v'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Zok the Gemara, we dash in v'chipa ba'adu v'ad beisu v'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Kaparosa kudemes, his kapara is first. L'chaparas beiser before his household. Kaparas beiser kedemes l'chaparas ochi v'kehanim. And kaparas ochi v'kehanim kedemes l'chaparas kol kal Yisrael. So that means there's a say that varm, whose kaparas first. Now Pasha, this is going back in the previous Gemara we had, that the vidui that he says on himself is before ochi v'kehanim, so yovoy zakai v'yichaper al-chayiv. Mashenken, if it's going to be b'nei beis, ochi v'kehanim at the same time, then he's a chayiv, and a chayiv is not mechaper al-chayiv. So the Rishonim asked Ritva, I, B'nai Beisoy, is done together with him. So he's a chayv al chayv teretzes. That's Bevas Achas. That's Ishtar Kegufoy. B'nai Beisoy Kegufoy. So that's not called a chayv mechaper al chayv. So the going, because it is, Pashas takes out chaparosoy kodemes the chaparos Beisoy. Because kaparos Beisoy is kaparosoy. We said Ishtar Kegufoy. So it's dafka without that, meaning kaparosoy kodemes the chaparos ochev kahanim. Ochav Kahanim is Takavid Yisheni. Because Kaparosoi, he's a Zakai, and only afterwards Kaparosoi, Ochav Kahanim. Not Kaparosoi before Beisoi. Because Beisoi, we said, is together with him. That's a Vidur Yishon. So that's where the Goyen takes it out. The Tosfos Shonim seemingly says that no, you can keep it in, and it's still considered, even though it's all Vidur Yishon, that Kaparosoi is Kodemis L'Chaparos Beisoi. Why? Because at the end of the day, you say, Ani Uvesi. It's Ani first and then Ubeisi, even though it might be a Vidur Rishon of you and your household, but it's at the end of the day, it's Ani Ubeisi. So mele it's Kaparos Kedemes, le Kaparos Beisoi. So again, Zog the Gemara, Kaparos Kedemes, either le Kaparos Beisoi and Kaparos Beisoi Kedemes, le Kaparos Ochi Vakahanim, or without that, just Kaparos Kedemes, le Kaparos Ochi Vakahanim. Ve Kaparos Ochi Vakahanim Kedemes, le Kaparos Kol Kal Yisoh. Zog the Gemara, Omamar, Ein Lele B'Shasak Torah. We know that b'shas taktora, no one can be there. Zokim, why would you say only b'shas taktora? They have to be mar, but also b'shas matan domim from b'voy lechaper. Why would you think only b'shas taktora? Zokim, my mashma. Omar Rav v'chenom Rabbi Yitzchak ba'avdimi v'chenom Rabbi Elazar makro v'chipel ba'adoy uvat beis uvat kol kal Yisrael ezu kapora sheshova loy ulebeis aloch v'akanim. What has one kapora for everyone together? And the going takes out lebeisoy. Because it's kapora shava loy is beisoy. Same you say it again. So it's shava loy loochav akahanim v'chol kaisol. What's one kapora for everyone? Hava imezak toras k'teris. Because k'teris is taka one. Rashi, like Rashi explains in the bottom of the wide lines. Hava imezak toras k'teris dilu matan domim. When it comes to matan domim, ain shava b'kulam. It's not the same kapora for everyone. Shapar mechaper olav al akahanim. The par is for him and his brothers the akahanim. V'asoy al yisol. So what is considered one kapara for everyone? V'chipe ba'adu v'ad beis v'ad kol kal Yisrael. What's the shovel l'chulam? K'toyres. So that's the pshat in the Gemara when we said, Ein li ela b'shas haktora. Why haktora? Because haktora is one kapara for everyone. Zog the Gemara, u'k'toyres mechaperes. And k'toyres is mechaper? In fact, the Gemara, since when is k'toyres mechaper? Zog the Gemara, in, it is mechaper. Do otoni reb chanino, chananya, lomanu l'k'toyres mechaperes. We know k'toyres mechaper shenemar. V'ayitein es haktoyres mechaper lo'om. After mice of Korach, when they were killed, so it says that Klal Yisrael complained, Lu Masnu, that you're going to kill out Gans Klal Yisrael. So Aaron went with the Keteris to Mechaper on them. Zog the Gemara Shenema Vayitein Es HaKeteris Vayichaper Al Om. He placed the Keteris and his Mechaper on the Om. So we see Kerz Mechaper. It says clearly in the pasuk in Korach Mechaper. What is Kerz Mechaper on? A loshen hara is mechaper on the oven of loshen hara. Why? Yovah Davish bechashoy. After all, the Kerz is done in the fnayv lefnim. It's bechashoy. V'yichaper al ma'ase chashoy. And it's mechaper on the ma'ase chashoy. Even the Torah that's in the Hechel is also bechashoy. It's secluded. It's lefnim. It's not lefnayv lefnim, but it's lefnim. And it's mechaper on ma'ase chashoy in Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is something that is usually spoken bechashoy in private quarters about someone else. So that's why Ketoris is mechaper on Lashon Hara. This is very apropos. Erev Tisha B'Av. Like the Chofetz Chaim says, the chet of sin aschinim is ikka because of Lashon Hara. And the Gemara we just learned now about the Beis HaMikdosh. Not just Be'el Moyed, even Shiloh and Beis HaLomim. Mamash the Bote HaMikdosh. That we this Erev Tisha B'Av, apropos, that Ketoris is mechaper on the Ma'aseh HaShoy of Lashon Hara, which was the Chum Beis HaMikdosh, which was Sinas Chinam. But upon him, it's Dovah Shebechashoy is Mechapa Ma'aseh HaShoy. Now the Teshonim points out that Matan Domim is also L'chore Bechashoy. It's also L'fnai V'lefnim. So he says, no, the Matan Domim is not Bechashoy. Because you say, Achas, Achas V'Yachas, Achas V'Shtayim. So it's not Bechashoy. You proclaim Achas V'Yachas. So Mele Mashengi Keteris is Beshtika, so that's why it's more Mechaper on Lashon Hara, because it's Taka Bechashoy. Even though Matan Dom might also be in a Mokum Chashoy, but it's done with an application of Achas, Achas Ve'achas. In addition, he says that Yidovish Bechashoy in Keteris is, was Ein Kaparos Mufureshes Al Ma. By the Matan Domim, Kaparos Mufureshes. Meaning, it's not mefurish for what it is, so it's chashoy, what the kapara is on. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Tanan Hosom. There's a Mishnah in Kalim that says as follows. Porishin mibeinu ulam lemizbeach. That means people have to leave not just in the Hechel, in the Moyed, but even ben ulam lemizbeach, the 22 Amis after mizbeach to the ulam, they also have to leave. B'shas Haktora. At the time of the Haktora, you have to leave Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Zok the Gemara on this Mishnah in Kalim Omer Rabbeloza. This then is only applicable Loishon Ela B'Shas Haktorah De Hechel. The Haktorah that took place on the Mizbeach Azov, meaning every day B'Shachis and Ben Abayim, that Haktorah is in the Hechel, so you have to leave Ben Ulam Mizbeach, which is near there. Aval B'Shas Haktorah De Lefnai V'Lefnim. But the Haktorah of Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippurim is too far removed from Ulam Mizbeach. So you only have to leave Mehechel Pashi. But Ben Ulam Mizbeach, Loi Pashi, you don't have to leave from Ben Ulam Mizbeach. It's too far away. So the Gemara is saying that the Lefnai Lefnim, you have to leave only the Hechel and not Ben Ulam Mizbeach. What about the Ulam itself? So on the one hand, the Gemara is Mashma Mehechel Pashi, is Mashma only the Hechel, not the Ulam. On the other hand, it says, from the Ulam Mizbeach, you don't have to be Pashi. Is Mashma only Ulam Mizbeach not? But the Ulam itself, yes. So, Be'etzim, if you learn that Hechel and Ulam is one place, we'll see soon in the Gemara and Amud Beis, that if it's considered like one, so when it says Mehechel Pashi, it means the Hechel and the Ulam. And Dafka Ulam is Be'achnat, but the Hechel and Ulam is considered one. Akoponim Reb Loza Shita is that the din of being perished ben Ulam Mizbeach is only for the Keteris the Hechel. But the Keteris the Lefnai V'Lefnim, you don't have to be Pashi from Ulam Mizbeach, only from the Hechel itself. Rabbi Yossi says as follows. Just like you perish between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, b'shas haktorah, at the time of the haktorah, you have to go away from Ulam Mizbeach. And the Gemara is, now is the haktorah of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kach porshim b'shas matan par koyen Mashiach. So too, when the application of the dam that takes place in the Hechel, by the par koyen Mashiach, a koyen gol that was oyven avera, upar helam dover shal tzibur, or if a tzibur was over based on bezdin, the moshel they ate chaylev, they have to bring a par helam dover shal tzibur, or siri avedis chovim, or if the tzibur is over avedis zora based on the bezdin's psak. So for all those, you have to do a matan domim in the Hechel. You also have to be perish ben ulam mizbeach. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, just like you perish ben ulam mizbeach b'shas daktorah, so too you perish ben ulam mizbeach b'shas matan domim of the things that go on the Hechel, like Par Koin Mashiach, Par Helam Dovish Hatzibur, and Tzir HaBaris Kovim. And the Tesefta of there continues and says, this Tesefta that says, Kishem Sheparshim Ben Ulam Mizbeach B'Shas HaKtorah, so to Yeparish B'Shas Matan Domim of the Par Koin Mashiach, Par Helam Dovish Hatzibur, and the Tzir HaBaris Kovim, the Tesefta of there asks, Homa Maile Yesh Ben Hechel Ben Ulam Mizbeach, after all, if you're being Parish, Sai Ben Ulam Mizbeach, and Sai from the Hechel, So what exactly is the maila of the heichel over ulam lemizbeach? Zok de gemara, ella, but rather the maila of the heichel versus the ulam lemizbeach is ella that the difference is shebeheichel parish and b'mishas haktora ben shloish b'shas haktora. From the heichel you have to be parish sai b'shas haktora and sai shloi b'shas haktora. Ben ulam lemizbeach and parish and ella b'shas haktora. And the gemara is going to explain as follows. First, the beginning of the brayso. It says, "B'shas haktora miyopashi." It says clearly that you perish from ulam mizbeach even b'shas haktora, which would imply even the haktora l'fnai v'lefnim. So that's chayin. Not like we said b'shem rebeloza. Zok the gemara, my love, b'shas haktora l'fnai v'lefnim. It says tam haktora, which includes l'fnai v'lefnim, all haktoras. So we see clearly not like rebeloza that it says only the haktora of heichel, but not the haktora l'fnai v'lefnim. You don't have to be perish ben ulam mizbeach. Because if it's the Fnai v'lefnim, you only perish from the Hechel according to him. Answer the Gemara Loi. That's not the Pshat. We're not talking about Haktor of the Fnai v'lefnim that you perish min ulam mizbeach. But Bishas Haktor of the Hechel. The Brice is referring to that you perish min ulam mizbeach and the Haktor of the Hechel. And just like you perish from the Haktor of the Hechel, you perish min ulam mizbeach, so to the Matan Domim that take place in the Hechel, you perish min ulam mizbeach. Now the Gemara has a kash as follows. Ihochi, what's Pshat in the end of that Brice that we mentioned? Homa Maila, meaning we said what exactly is the Maila between the Hechel and the Ulam Mizbeach. The difference was that the Behechel you perish Sai B'Shas Haktora and Sai Shaloi B'Shas Haktora. Mashengim in Ulam Mizbeach, you only perish B'Shas Haktora. Now the Gemara's Hamina right now is that from the Hechel you perish Bein B'Shas Haktora of Lefnai V'Lefnim and Bein B'Shas Matan Domim of Lefnai V'Lefnim. Mashengim in Ulam Mizbeach, there's no Chiyuv to be perish at the time of Matan Domim of Lefnai V'Lefnim. It's too far removed. Only B'Shas the Haktorah of the Hechel itself. And at that Gemara says, V'Suloi, there's not another difference. After all, Ho'ikon Ho'maila, you have the Maila in the Haktorah itself. You don't have to have a Maila in the Matan Domim versus the Haktorah. In the Haktorah itself, there's a difference. Dilu Mehechel Pashi Ben B'Shas Haktorah Didei. From the Hechel Yeparis, Sai in the Haktorah of the Hechel itself. And Bein B'Shas Haktorah L'fnai V'Lefnim. V'ilumim Bein Ulam Mizbeach. You're not perish only B'Shas Haktorah the Hechel. Mamash Laika B'Loza said. So the Gemara is asking, why you're saying that what? That the difference between Hechel and Ulam Mizbeach is that when it comes to the Hechel, you perish Shai B'Shas Haktorah L'fnai V'Lefnim and Shai the Matan Domim of L'fnai V'Lefnim. Mashenka by Ulam Mizbeach, there is no Chiyuv Prisha of Matan Domim of L'fnai V'Lefnim. Only B'Shas Haktorah. And the Datuk Gemara says, why is it not another difference? After all, this is Maila in Haktorah itself. That from the Hechel Yepashi, Sai B'Shas the Haktorah in the Hechel, and Sai B'Shas Haktorah Lefnai B'Lefnim, and Be'unul Mizbeach, you only Pashi B'Shas the Haktorah of the Hechel, like Abloza said, and not of the Haktorah of Lefnai B'Lefnim. The Datuk Gemara answers, no, Hokotoni, Lemais, it says this difference in the Braisa. Because after all, Shaloi B'Shas Haktorah that we said doesn't mean B'Shas Matan Domim of Lefnai V'Lefnim. That's not the P'Shan Shaloi B'Shas Haktorah. B'Shas Haktorah, Shaloi B'Shas Haktorah meaning B'Shas Matan Domim Lefnai V'Lefnim. No. But rather it means as follows. Shebehechel Parshim Bein B'Shas Haktorah. In Hechel you Parshim the Haktorah of the Hechel. Ubein Shaloi B'Shas Haktorah. Not the Haktorah of the Hechel. That means the Haktorah of Lefnai V'Lefnim. Ubein Ulam L'Mizbeach. Ein Parshim Zog D'Gemara Dafim Dalim Beis. Ella B'Shas Haktorah. Mashengim Ulam Mizbeach, you only perish B'Shas Haktorah of the Hechel. Mashengim B'Shas Haktorah of the Lefnai V'Lefnim, there is no Chiyuv to be perished from Ulam Mizbeach. Like Abeloza said. Fact, the Gemara, Ay, Vo'iko, Maila, there's another Maila, that what? Dilu Me'echel Pashim Be'em Kedusha Didei. By the Hechel you perish, Sai when it's Kedusha Didei, meaning the Matan Dom of the Hechel, Ube'em Kedusha Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Matan Dom of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mashengen v'ilum ben ulam mizbeach between ulam mizbeach lepash ela b'kedush dehechol. You're not only perished by the kedush of the hechol and not the matan dom of the lefnai v'lefnim. Meaning, just what we're saying in Haktorah, we're saying now when it comes to matan domim. On that, the Gemara says, Omar Rava, there is a difference between the hechol and the lefnai v'lefnim, also in the prisha of the matan domim. But since lemaisa, both of these dinim are dinim prisha, so shem prisha achasi, meaning it's all one chiv. There's a chiyuv prisha b'shas avoida. Avoida could be aktora, avoida could be matan domim. And the difference is between the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the aktora of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and aktora of the Hechel, that is the fundamental difference. We don't have to say the same difference exactly again by the Matan Domim. We'll stop over here towards the top of the Gemara Memdal Domit Beis Omer Meir.